Now, the Onitanga Beach races are a long-standing tradition here on the island, aren't they?
They've been going for over 100 years. And, in fact, in 1924, the races were stopped because it was deemed that residents were actually gambling too much. So they were stopped for a while. But in 1998, they were resumed by the Rotary Club of Waiheke. And latterly, the Onitanga Beach Races Incorporated, which is a subcommittee of Rotary.
And this is a great day, isn't it? I mean, people down there on the beach and they're having a great time and there's a lot going on.
It's a community family day out. And, of course, we welcome Auckland visitors as well, but it is a free community day out.
So what kind of things happen down there?
Oh, well, the main thing is the horse racing. And we've got 9 races on the tote, 6 of them, the tote being the equalisator, the sort of little betting slips. We've got 6 horse races, we've got 2 tractor races, and a sea legs event going on. So those are the tote races.
Now that's a bit of a, that's acknowledging modern times, isn't it? Sea legs race.
Yeah, well, we've got sea legs and land legs, because we've got waiter races as well. And we've got fastest, speediest woman, fastest man, fastest boy, fastest girl. And for the under fives, we've got an egg and spoon race.
Oh, good stuff. And you're having the traditional sandcastle competition as well?
We certainly are. We've got a sandcastle competition and a sand sculpture competition. The sandcastle competition is for children up to the age of about 12. And the sand sculpture, obviously a little bit more involved. A little bit more professional. Some people bring sprays and all sorts of things for their sand sculptures. You must be there by 11 o'clock and registering, and the competition will be judged at 1 o'clock, 1:30. Great prizes.
Now, one of the features that people will be, you know, associate with racing, with horse racing often, is fashion. And often there's a fashion event down at the beach races. Do we have that again this year?
We certainly do have Fashion in the Field. It's, this year it's sponsored by the estate. And we have wonderful prizes, and we're hoping to have all these gorgeous ladies on Waiheke entering into Fashion in the Field.
Now, as well as being a good day out, there's it's all for a good cause, really, isn't it?
It certainly is. This is one of the Rotary Club's major fundraising events, and all the funds that they raise are given back over the year, mainly to the Waiheke community and sometimes Westpac and that kind of thing. But it all goes back into the community. So while it's a free family day out, it is also a fundraiser, and the funds are raised through the sale of the race packs. This year, the race packs are actually available early because we've got a great competition. There will be a draw before the races, and on all the race packs are individually numbered. And for the winning number, which will be drawn a week before the races, it'll be lunch for 2 and a bottle of bubbles in the sponsor's tent at the finish line on the beach. What could be better than that?
Excellent. So we're starting to see that come into the beach races, aren't we? The VIP tents and the business houses setting up their things, and it's becoming quite the social event.
It is a social event, but we desperately do need our sponsors, because if we don't have the lodge sponsors, it's not a cheap event to put on.
No, and so you've got Golf News and Fullers coming to the party this year?
Golf News and Fullers are our platinum sponsors. They're our major sponsors, but we also have as gold sponsors Retrovision on the island and SeaLink. And we have silver sponsors, ASB Bank, Charlie Farley's, Liquorland, Woolworths, the Waiheke Community Board, and Waiheke Island Brewery and Passage Rock Wines. And Waiheke Island Brewery and Passage Rock Wines will have a beer and wine tent on the beach as well. So a nice shady place to drink your wine and watch the races.
Excellent, Daniel. I'll be there for sure. And you'll be hearing more about the beach races here on Waiheke Radio as we lead up to the event, because it is a great community day out. And one of the unique things that you can find here on Waiheke that you won't get somewhere else, like on the mainland. So, Jenis, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Island Life.
Thank you.